In this news update, it's being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware, as well as Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. A Michigan courtroom just laid down the law setting a high-stakes path for Adam Michael Gonzalez. Accused of assault and battery plus maliciously damaging a vehicle belonging to Frederick William Milligan, Gonzalez entered a not guilty plea. His temporary freedom comes with an ironclad warning. A $3,500 bond, which has already been posted, is tethered to a zero-tolerance, no-contact order. The judge's directive is crystal clear. No direct or indirect communication with Milligan, no social media interaction, and a mandatory 500-foot buffer zone. Violate these terms, and authorities say it's an immediate trip back to jail, with the order logged directly into the state's law enforcement system. Gonzalez, now represented by court-appointed attorney Dallas Rooney, must appear in person for a plea cutoff hearing on April 16th at 10:30 a.m. The clock is ticking, and any misstep could prove costly. Authorities say 43-year-old Jason John Keyes, owner of a Marlette construction business, is now facing multiple felony charges across four separate cases. Prosecutors allege Keyes knowingly misused construction funds, money that was supposed to go to subcontractors and workers. One of the most striking cases centers on a private home built in Marlette Township. The homeowner reportedly paid around $600,000 for the project, expecting all subcontractors be covered. Instead, testimony revealed several workers, ranging from well drillers to painters, were left unpaid or only partially paid, forcing the homeowner to step in and cover the cost. Another case involves a public project at Lexington County Park, where renovations to a park manager's residence took an unexpected turn. County officials said they had to step in and pay nearly $27,000 to subcontractors after payments allegedly never came through. The situation worsened when the contractor reportedly shut down operations mid-project, leaving the county scrambling to hire someone else to finish the job. In court, multiple subcontractors described repeated attempts to collect payment, efforts they say were unsuccessful. As this case comes at a time when complaints about questionable contractors appears to be on the rise, ranging from misuse of project funds to jobs left unfinished to individuals posing as licensed professionals altogether. It's a trend that's leaving homeowners and local governments increasingly cautious before signing on the dotted line. A judge has now ruled there's enough evidence to move forward, sending the case to circuit court. Keyes remains free on a $50,000 bond and awaits arraignment later this month. With two more related cases still pending hearings, this developing story continues to raise concerns about contractor accountability and the risk tied to hiring the wrong builder. A quiet Bay City neighborhood's now at center of disturbing investigation after state police say they uncovered illegal material hidden behind a digital trail. The Michigan State Police Crimes Unit, working alongside the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, has arrested 39-year-old Ryan Scott McCoy following a targeted investigation into online activity. Authorities say the probe led them straight to McCoy's home, where electronic evidence was seized. Investigators allege those devices contained explicit material involving minors, resulting in multiple felony charges, including three counts of aggravated possession of child sexually abusive material and 3 counts tied to using a computer to commit a crime. McCoy has since been arraigned in Bay County 74th District Court as the case now moves forward through the legal system. State police emphasize this arrest as part of a broad effort to track down Stop Online Exploitation, reminding the public that even behind a screen, these crimes leave a trace. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsors.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back with more news. An Air Canada regional jet collided with Port Authority firefighting vehicle late Sunday night at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The impact crushed the nose of the Bombardier CRJ, resulting in at least 2 confirmed fatalities. The NTSB's launched an immediate investigation into the incident. Early transmissions from the radio suggest an air traffic controller cleared a vehicle to cross the tarmac before frantically attempting to halt it seconds before the crash. And the International Energy Agency declared today that the world economy is facing a major threat due to escalating Iran war. Executive Director Fatih Birol stating there's no country that would be immune to the crisis. According to Birol, the current energy shock is worse than the 1970s oil crisis and the Russia-Ukraine war combined. The global loss of oil has reached 11 million barrels per day, triggering fears of runaway inflation worldwide. That's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware, as well as Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.